Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
This week we'll have a little fun with Groucho Marx as guest on the Kraft Music Hall with Al Jolson from 1948. After that, Bing Crosby on the Chesterfield Show with guest Louis Armstrong and Teresa Brewer from 1951. Lots of music coming up this week on the RTC Weekly Download.
From Radio City in New York, this is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Groucho Marx.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you, thank you. Well, folks, this is Al Jolson in the old Kraft Music Hall. And believe me, it's nice to be back here in New York. New York with its gay nightclubs, its wonderful theaters and the Broadway shows. For $5, you can see the Pulitzer Prize play, A Streetcar Named Desire. And for 5 cents, you can take a ride on the subway named Perspire. But I'm so happy tonight to be in New York that I'm going to sing a song about Hawaii. Down Hawaii away, where a chance to stray. On an evening I heard a cooler maiden say, Yaga hula higga doo la, Yaga hula higga doo. Down Hawaii away, by the moonlit bay, when I waited a while she stole my heart away. Yaga hula higga doo la, Yaga hula higga doo. Oh, I don't care if you love the ladies far and near, you'll forget about them all if you could hear. Yaga hula higga doo la, Yaga hula higga doo. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you're gonna play for me, and once again you'll sway my heart away with that yucca hula, higgy doola too. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you're gonna play for me, and once again you'll sway my heart away with that yucca hula, higgy doola too.
Al, a moment ago, you were talking about old times in New York. Gee, I imagine almost any place in this town stirs up memories for you.
That's right, Oscar. You know, I'm a very sentimental fella. You know, yesterday I was sitting in Lindy's restaurant, and as old friends came in to shake my hand, I don't know, I got a lump in my throat.
Probably a piece of marinated herring.
Oscar, look, one more remark like that, you can pack your piano, go back to Hollywood, where men are men and the women have all been married to Bob Topping. But Oscar, honestly, look, doesn't it feel good to be back in New York? Have you been up and down Broadway, the Great White Way, have you?
Yeah, and I think I know why they call it the Great White Way.
Really?
It's lined with stores that sell nothing but vanilla frozen custard.
Oscar. Oscar, boy, I don't know.
Maybe that's not the reason why it's called the Great White Way.
I don't know. Broadway may have a few hot dog stands and penny arcades, but to me, it'll always be Broadway. In fact, New York brings back many memories. Memories of people I knew. Lois Ziegfeld, George M. Cohan, Diamond Jim Brady,
Peter Stuyvesant.
minute now, Oscar, look. I may not be eligible for universal military training. But you know I wasn't in New York when Peter Stuyvesant was around.
That's right, you were on the road.
What?
But Al, believe me, I was just kidding. And sincerely, I'd like to congratulate you on winning the variety poll. You've been selected as the best male singing star. Male, I said.
Yeah?
I guess you know nothing about it, huh?
No, not a thing. That is, outside of me winning first prize and Bing Crosby taking second and Perry Como coming third, I suppose.
Must be a great feeling coming in ahead of Crosby and Como.
Well, you know the old adage, Oscar, age before beauty. What am I saying?
Al, that makes about the 10th award you've received this season. And I can't think of anybody who needs an award less than you do.
Well, Oscar, to make my joy complete tonight, will you play that Russian Western Union song? You know, the one that goes...
You mean Kachaturian Saber Dance?
You said it for me, Oscar. Now get over to that piano and play it, son, play it.
Salad, Mom? Yes, they even call for seconds when the salad's made with America's favorite, the one and only Miracle Whip. For everyone loves its lively, different flavor. Zesty, yet not a bit too sharp, it's a truly appealing flavor, one that simply can't be copied. Made by a secret recipe, Miracle Whip salad dressing, you know, is a unique type of dressing. It combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise to give you the best of both. You'll marvel, too, at its satin-smooth texture. A special beater, patented by Kraft, gives it a creamy velvet perfection. Yes, top all your salads with the dressing millions prefer. The one and only Miracle Whip.
Oscar. Oscar, may I tell you something? That really sounds delightful. What is it?
It's Mozart Symphony, number 40.
Mozart 40, Rachmaninoff 2nd, Tchaikovsky 5th. Numbers, numbers. Didn't those guys ever think of titles instead of numbers for their compositions?
Back in 1750, you remember, Al. A guy like Mozart knocked out about 41 symphonies. If he had had to stop to think about titles, He'd never get them finished.
You know, I've often wondered how those 18th century cold porters would get along under present-day conditions.
Very simple, Al. I'm Mozart. Let's see what happens. Hoo-ha! I've just completed another one.
Hoo-ha! I just completed another one.
I think I'll call it Symphony 69, Opus 75, Movement 12. I'll take it right down to my publishers. Bewitched, Bewildered, and Bernstein. Hoo-ha! Here's their offices now. Good morning. Are you bewildered?
No, I'm bewitched. Bewildered's in Florida. Now, what can I do for you?
My name is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but you can call me Mo for short. I've just finished Symphony 69, Opus 75, Movement 12. I'd like to get it published.
Well, let me hear it. Oh, that's great. I'll take it. I think it has the makings of another nature, boy. But listen, Amadeus. Mo. I don't like the title.
But that's where you're wrong, Mr. Bewitched.
I'm Bewildered. Bewitched is in Florida.
But Mr. Bewildered, Symphony 69, Opus 75, Movement 12 is such a peachy title. Why, Mad King Ludwig is off his rocker about it.
Look, I don't care, Amadeus. Who's off it? With that title, I could never get Nero to give it a plug on his violin. Or Al Jolson to sing it. Now, we've got to think of a new title. Something lively, something snappy.
Hoo-ha, I've got it. How about Swing High, Swing Low, but Swing Until You're Blue in the Face?
That's sensational. We'll put Sophie Tucker's picture on the cover and sell a million copies.
Thank you, Mr. Bewitched.
Look, I'm Bernstein. Bewitched is in Florida. You're bewildered.
You're telling me. You're telling me I'm bewildered. And now I've got another new song for you. Poor Butterfly.
Look, Mo, that's not a new song. The first time I sang that, it was still a caterpillar. Now give me a light butterfly arpeggio, and I'll sing it for you.
Poor butterfly, neither blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly, 'cause she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low. The moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I never a sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor Butterfly.
That was very nice, Al. Now I think I've got to play.
Oscar, if you've got to play, why don't you play something nice and sweet? Something romantic that a dewy-eyed girl would like.
From the way the election returns have been coming in, nobody seems to be dewy-eyed.
Oscar, just a moment, please. You're speaking of the governor of a great state that has produced many famous men.
Who are they?
Well, there's Al Jolson.
That's for sure, but who else?
Let's see. There's Al Jolson.
You seem to be in a rut.
Well, from there on, the list is a little hazy. But you know, Oscar, I don't care about being regarded as a famous man. I've never wanted to be a political figure or a statesman.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs?
as long as I can sing its popular song. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy. I'm happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, cotton fields and Mammy's arms. If my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, cotton fields and Mammy's arms. If my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really glad you like that little song. And as an encore, I'd like to sing another one that was written in honor of Mother's Day by Harry Axe. And Mother's Day, you know, is next Sunday. Of course, every day should really be Mother's Day. Send her a bunch of roses. Mom loves roses. Make it an extra large bouquet. Send her a bunch of roses, red, red roses. Remember Mother's Day. And why don't you write a letter, or still better, hop on a train without delay. Maybe a few caresses best expresses love on Mother's Day. And if you're too far away to be there on that day, call her up. She'll be home. When she answers the ring, you'll be proud as a king with a queen on the phone. Follow it up with roses, red, red roses, that remind you, if I may. Send her a million kisses, sweet, sweet kisses. Remember Mother's Day.
Jolson, keep singing. I'll come back when you get to Father's Day.
Groucho, come here. If you're going to annoy me, go back to the Marx Brothers.
Never mind my brothers. Jolson, I understand you've got a lot of money.
Well?
Is it true since you're back in New York, the Chase National Bank has a man up in their window moving the decimal points to the right?
Look, Groucho, please. I haven't got so much. Why, all my money is in my sock.
Really?
Yeah.
And all the time I thought you were wearing elevator shoes.
What? But look, for your benefit, let me tell you something. There's no secret to my making money. I just happen to have a good head for figures, that's
fine.
All.
Fine. Do you mind if I do a little arithmetic on your forehead?
No, wait.
Jolson, you're not the only one with money.
Yeah?
I give away thousands of dollars every week.
Yeah, but that's on a quiz show.
You bet your life. It happens to be my program.
But Groucho, For your information, in the Kraft Music Hall, and you shouldn't need any information, we just sell cheese.
Cheese? Well, here's an Elgin American compact.
Yeah? What's that got there?
Fill it up with Swiss cheese and listen to it yodel.
Say, you know something? I always thought I would be a good contestant on a quiz show.
Well, if you like a quiz, I happen to have a couple of questions in my pocket and a couple of ladies in the balcony.
Yeah?
I wish I had the questions in the balcony and the ladies in my pocket.
Go ahead, Groucho. Ask me a question.
Okay. Cheese a subject you like.
What?
Cheese a subject you like.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. It says, first, choose a subject you like.
Jolson, when I'm working for Kraft, I'm working for Kraft. Okay, choose a subject you like.
Al Jolson.
No, Al, choose something that hasn't been kicked around so much.
Oh, I don't care, Groucho. Ask me anything.
All right, think carefully now.
Yeah?
Don't be nervous.
Yeah.
Now then.
Yeah.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
I didn't quite get it.
Well, you will eventually. Yeah. Now, let's see. Let me see. Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
I should know. I sent flowers.
Yes, and collect. Jolson?
Yeah.
Jolson, you're remarkable.
Thank you.
Here you are, old enough to be your father. Yet you have a... Yet you have a mind as clear as a bell.
Thank you.
The one in Philadelphia that's cracked. Say, how come you don't own a baseball team like Hope and Crosby?
Oh, I used to have a baseball team, the Al Jolson Bloomer Girls.
Well, how come you bought a girls' team?
I was lonesome. But, Groucho, they were all good players. I coached them myself, and I couldn't get to first base.
Yeah, some of those bags are tough. Well, since you like baseball,
yeah?
Could I sell you the third base at Ebbets Field?
That's the silliest thing I ever heard. How could you sell me the third base from Ebbets Field?
The Dodgers haven't been using it this season.
Oh, I see. No use
I'll
trying to...
I'll probably get lynched on my way out.
No use trying to sell me anything, Groucho. This year, I'm busy with my singing.
Then how about an insurance policy? Well, you're always singing on your knees.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I've got a policy that'll cover you against housemaid's knee.
Yeah?
It also covers the housemaid.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen your housemaid, and she can stand covering.
Groucho, how can you sell me a policy? You're not an insurance man.
Give me that again, Al.
Groucho, I said you're not an insurance man. How can you sell me a policy?
Oh, no? Well, I'm the head of an insurance company. You've heard of Lloyd's of London?
Sure.
Well, they insure people against my company.
Oh.
Now, I also have a retirement policy written especially for you.
For me?
It allows you to retire 5 times. Why, in 20 years, you can tell everybody to jump in the lake. Would you like to buy a lake?
You can't. Now, wait a minute. You're deaf. You can't sell anyone a lake.
Yes, I can. I'll have it delivered to your home a quarter at a time.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to bring me a lake, be sure it's Veronica. Look, Groucho.
How we slaved over that one.
I wish I'd never run into you on the train.
Oh, yes, Jolson, that reminds me. Would you like to buy an electric train for your baby?
Now, look, my kid is only 4 months old. He wouldn't own an electric train from a hole in the ground.
Well, would you like to buy a hole in the ground? Well...
Go on, fill it up with a lake you want to sell me.
Jolson, I can't go away empty-handed. Would you be interested in a mink coat? I shot it in the Latin Quarter, but you can patch that part.
Groucho, there's an old saying, a fool and his money are soon parted.
That's not true. Nobody's been able to part Jolson from his money.
Levan, how would you like to buy Jolson?
I'm not for sale. And if I was, the price would be very high because I'm like a string of precious diamonds around a lady's neck.
Well, I'll admit you've been around a lot of ladies' necks.
Well...
I've got something for you, Levan. How'd you like to buy a piano with no legs?
How would I play it?
You lie down on the floor.
Never mind. I don't play low-down piano.
You see, Oscar's too bright for you, Groucho. He's a smart musician.
That reminds me, Levan. I bought one of your records, but I can't play it. I haven't got a needle.
Use your head.
I can't. That's a noodle.
I seem to be the water boy in a battle of wits.
I also bought your Debussy album.
Uh-huh. A smart guy, huh? That's Debussy.
That's what?
Debussy. Debussy.
Debussy is on Fifth Avenue. Yeah. Now, Levan, about that Debussy album, there's a crack in it running all the way from Afternoon of a Faun to Clair de Lune.
Well, maybe they've been seeing too much of each other.
Levan, it's your responsibility. When I buy a dozen eggs and one is cracked, I take it back.
An egg, and I know from experience, is easier to make than a record.
Oscar, not for a chicken.
Groucho, don't bother me. I'm an artist. My head is in the clouds.
It is? Well, would you like to buy an umbrella?
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flower.
Never mention an
umbrella
around. The flower.
Please, please.
I thought someone threw me a cue.
I throw you something, it won't be a cue. Levan, I'm going to give you one more chance to buy something. Can I sell you an electric train?
No, thanks. The government is liable to take it over next Tuesday.
Jolson, you've got to buy something. I'm not trying to make money for myself. There's a little one waiting for me. She needs clothes. She needs shoes. She needs food.
All right, Groucho. But you don't have to sell me anything. Here. Here's $100 for the little one. But I'd like to see her. Come on, tell me, Groucho, where is she?
She's waiting at the store club.
At the store club? You'd better take another $100,
oh.
Yeah.
Nothing, it seems to me, is so refreshing after a long, warm day, quite so good for that tired-of-it-all feeling, as a cool, crisp salad. No doubt about it, it certainly does something for dinner. Of course, the dressing has to be just right, so top your salads with the one and only Miracle Whip. It's the most popular salad dressing ever created, and for two very good reasons, flavor and texture. Yes, Miracle Whip salad dressing has a lively, teasing flavor all its own, a different, can't-be-copied goodness that millions prefer. It's a unique type of dressing that combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, and the recipe belongs only to Kraft. It's easy to see why men especially really enjoy a salad made with Miracle Whip. It's irresistible. Then its texture, too, is something you'll be sure to appreciate. A special Kraft beater gives it surpassing smoothness. Keep plenty on hand for this summer's salads. It's truly the one and only famous Miracle Whip.
Folks, since I've been in New York, I've seen a lot of shows and I've heard a lot of songs. But one of the best I heard in a long time is from the stage show, Brigadoon.
Come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. Darling, my darling, 'tis all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. Give me your lips and don't take them away.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
How's that for timing? Al Jolson hit the NBC chimes right on the dot. Also on the dot is the Chesterfield Show with Bing Crosby, his guest Louis Armstrong, and Teresa Brewer from 1951. Here it is.
Only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
By Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff,
then you'll smoke them.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jed Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Miss Teresa Brewer. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to announce that this is National Pickle Week.
Well, isn't every week?
No comments, please.
Well, I just wanted
folks, to commemorate National Pickle Week, and to honor this momentous occasion, we now bring you our crooning cucumber, Brian Crosby.
Brian, what's that? You must be fresh from Fisherman's Wharf for that type of introduction. Very salty. Brian Crosby, huh?
Yes, I was reaching a little.
Well, you reached, but you didn't grab much, almost.
Say, you know, there's sure a lot of different varieties of pickles, aren't there?
Oh, there certainly are. The dill pickles, sour pickles, sweet pickles, bread and butter pickles. And then there's the state of the nation, of course.
Oh, I tell you, Bing, people really go for pickles. Well, I know folks who even eat pickles for breakfast.
Well, that's nothing, Ken. See, there were times around our house, well, this is years ago, I had to run downstairs and get them in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ken, too.
Say, they're aware out there, don't they? Well, listen, Ken, I've prepared a great old tune here. It's about Louis Armstrong's hometown. It's a song called Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, that's me. That's for me.
Mr. John Scott Trotter conducts this number with a pickle in one hand and a crab leg in the other. So, John, just so it won't be a total loss, give us the downbeat with the pickle, not with the crab leg.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden, what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes softly whisper with tender sighs, stop, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Oh, stop, bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens down yonder in New Orleans. Orange blossoms, sweet aroma, and the strains of La Paloma seems to put you into a coma while the dancers sway. Again I'll see a peacherino, maybe you know what I mean, oh. Shakes a mean tambourino while the Dixieland plays. Give your lady fair a little smile. Look out, bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in old New Orleans. Orleans.
Catchy, Bingin' boys and girls. That really carried me away.
Really,
oh,
did?
Oh, yes. I'm way down yonder in New Orleans. Well,
congratulations, but let's get back to San Francisco and help me sell some Chesterfields here, huh?
Okay, I guess we better. Friends, only one cigarette, Chesterfield, gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in smoking.
Now, 1,539 tobacco growers say Chesterfields are milder, and they show you how to prove it. They say Chesterfield's right combination of the world's best tobaccos smells milder and smokes milder.
And here's what modern science and research says. There's only one cigarette which leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That cigarette is Chesterfield. Now, every smoker wants a milder cigarette. And every smoker after smoking wants no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield gives you both. That's more for your money than any other cigarette can give you.
Prove it yourself for the price of one pack. Yeah, that's all it comes down to, just the price of a pack of Chesterfields. To prove Chesterfield is the best cigarette for you. The lovely senorita says no, and I believe her, but oh, why do her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás? Spanish moon is brighter tonight. It must know something all right. That's why her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás. We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her eyes. The senorita says no, but I'm not willing to go. Not while her eyes say quizás, quizás, quizás.
Siempre que te pregunto, que cuando come, donde, yo siempre me respondes, quizás, quizás, quizás. Every señorita says no, says no, says no. But why do her eyes say maybe, maybe so?
We should go back and dance with the rest of the dancers. And yet I have the feeling that her heart's not in her eyes. Senorita says no, but I'm not willing to go, not while her eyes say
quizás, 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 quizás.
Could be.
Thank you. Gracias, gracias. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, we had a young singer on the show, a gal whose piquant personality and lively style just captivated all hands. We were so confident that you'd like her too that we asked her back. I refer to Miss Teresa Brewer. Well, Teresa, we want to greet you and ask you... How you're enjoying your stay in San Francisco? Are you happy here?
Oh, yes.
Having a good time?
Oh, definitely.
What about your songs? You planned something for tonight? You got a little thing for us?
Oh, sure. Do you know Oceana Roll?
Do I know Oceana Roll? I know it. Well, Oceana Roll, that used to be one of my very big numbers. I was a smash with that up in Spokane. I was the featured singer with Dutch Groshoff's orchestra. Derisive laughter in the orchestra, isn't it? Well, where could a kid like you find an old-time song like Oceana Roll, huh?
I guess I just dug it up.
Dug it up.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm clever digging. Let's have it. I'd like to hear this, Teresa.
Boy, I'm the cruiser Alabama. He was there at that piano like a fish down in the sea. When he rattled off some harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that ragged notion, got the syncopating notion long and lean. And no one could sleep away out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship got into dip and does a corkscrew turn. The sea that smokes so blackly from the old smokestack, it's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now, here and there you see a stool and a chair. They're lipping round the cabin shouting, I don't care. And when the hammock stops swinging and the bells begin to ring, and while he's sitting at that piano, they're on the Alabama playing the Oceana Road. Playing the Oceana Road.
That was great, Teresa. Say, she's kind of the Sophie Tucker of the Girl Scouts, isn't she? Teenage merman we got here. Big voice for such a... You're a smash, Teresa. Really fun.
Thanks, Bill.
Say, you know, I've got a phonograph record out now called When You and I Were Young, Maggie Blues. I do it as a duet with my brother, Gary.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought Gary was your son.
Now, there you go. You tipped my mitt. Everybody knows. Would you like to sing a duet on that little thing?
Oh,
Teresa?
Wonderful. Is Gary here?
Nope, just me. Wait a minute. This looks like Brushville, Indiana, getting here. Well, let's try it anyway, shall we, Teresa?
Okay.
You take Gary's part, and I'll take mine. Nobody else ever does. I've been requested to sing an old-time song.
If I can sing one, you can.
Yes, but I speak from experience. Something your granddaddy used to sing.
I may join you.
You gonna join me?
Yes.
You'll be the most charming companion I've had since I sang with Madame Melba years ago. But I've a little plan, and I'll do the best I can to sing an old song so we all can understand.
You simply take a favorite, then you flavor it with just a note or two of Maggie, blue harmony.
To
tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obligato. Another Maggie tune is a raggedy tune. Pay no attention to the music Maggie they play, but just drop
long ago.
We're getting hot.
The green gold is gone. From the hill,
Maggie,
where was
every loving
the
note
day is a from?
Just full of music that you can't refuse.
But I love
and now you know the way
the same
tell the band
as
to play.
Old
and when you listen, just crystal it and say you've got those
when you and I were young, Maggie Blue.
Just an order to a blue harmony. Tell the orchestra to play staccato, and then you jazz a little obligato. Another raggy tune is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the music they play, but just rock your blues away on the spot.
Say it.
Say it.
As a whole.
And when you listen, say, Maggie,
I got the aggravating
and hating blues I'm hating. So I'm sitting, I'm only waiting, I'm waiting to lose.
Cause ever loving, Maggie. Thank you, Teresa. Gary will be livid when he hears this. Now, if I may be excused, I'd like to welcome back two old pals of mine, the Mighty Satchmo and the Big T from Texas, two of the world's top musical men, Louis Armstrong and Jack Teagarden.
Thank you, Papa Bing. Good old Goodwin there.
Yes, wasn't it?
Nice to see you, Bing.
Well, it's good to see you, too, Jack. You lads ready with your number?
Huh? Well, you don't expect us to sing before we have a cup of coffee, do you, Daddy?
You mean to say you fellas just got up?
Yeah.
Hey, you two, come here. I don't want to lecture or anything, but radio is a precise, punctual business. You must be prepared. You must be on your toes. You've got to be up and at them on the qui vive, alert, ready.
Now, can this be the same Bing Crosby I worked with the Paul Whiting band?
I'm a big square now, Jack. Turn. Gone. Lost me.
Don't worry about the Bing. Jackson and I will dig up something there.
Well, you two must know some song. You ought to know some tune you can do in your sleep, even.
Really? How about us doing A Song Is Born?
That ought to get it. That'll lay it on me.
They took the tune and the words from the mockingbird. That's how a song was born. And in the soft evening breeze went through the willow trees. That's how a song was born. And in the rain from the sky sang a lullaby. And the blues came from the side. From a Zion when two hearts beat in time to the rhythm of the chimes, that's how a song was born. Hey, Louie. Tell the ladies and gentlemen there how jazz was born down home.
Okay, Daddy. Now take to beat the jungle beating, they brought it the bass and swing. That's how jazz was born. Someone played away. All up and down the scale. That's how jazz was born. They simply played what they liked, as long as it would fit. If it just had a beat, that was it. And when the horn made a scream, they took it as a theme. Thank you.
The Sunday Wonderful Boys is really fine. It was great.
Oh, you're who else do that number about midnight.
Midnight? I can't stay up that long. You kidding? I think your early bird version woke the folks up here, Jack.
Yeah, it nearly woke me up too, Papa Pig.
You really sure?
Yeah. Say, Ben, I got a kick of the way you and Louie sang Going Fishing a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Oh, you mean it's Nick and Charlie Kenny's tune, huh?
Why don't you decide to sing it now?
Oh, no, Jack. I think if Louie and I do a song, we ought to do something with some real drive to it. I think we should do Road to Mandalay or Do You Ken John Peel or I Love Life for Stout Hearted Men or something, huh?
Yeah, but I think we better just go fishing, Daddy. I think we can make that.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Jack. You give us a nice trombone into Gone Fishing, then you can settle down to a nice little nap, huh?
Okay. If I'm asleep when you finish, just put my check in my horn.
Yeah. I'll drop it right in the bell. Right in the bell. You've gone fishing.
Now, how do you know?
How do I know? There's a sign upon your door. You've gone fishing.
I'm real gone through that.
You ain't working anymore.
It could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You told me hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. You gone fishing.
Lay it on.
By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La?
Yes, sir.
Really lie.
I'm wishing, I just could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm, Papa?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign. Gone fishing. Oh, instead of just a wishing.
You know, Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place time or two lately, and you weren't home either.
Well, I'm busy, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio when you
came
by.
You weren't tired of your dog. You was just plain old gone fishing.
Well, now don't blab it around. Keep it shady, will you?
There's a sign up on your door.
They put that up there again, man.
Gone fishing. You ain't working anymore.
Don't have to work. I got a piece of Gary.
Cows need milk and in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They
but
take
you
a
just
side.
Don't give a darn.
Eating 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
See, your phone is gone, Daddy.
Wonder where it went.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing me.
Gone fishing. Got you out by your side. Gone fishing.
Swing
it, that is. He's a biting that is high.
Now folks won't find us because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross. We gone fishing,
oh yes,
instead of just a wishing.
But this bitty, but those bitty, they don't do that. Oh yeah.
Bing,
you think I Zazu Zazz as good as Tony Pastor?
As good as Zazu Pitch, yes. Say, Bing, I don't know what's come over me for the past few days.
Ken?
Well, I've been feeling, kind of lightheaded and giddy. It must be spring fever.
Oh, me and Louie, we got it all year long. So don't you worry about it.
Well, that's becoming a real problem.
You just take a good hook or a sulfur and molasses. That'll fix you up in no time.
Well,
right now, we ought to run through those Chesterfield ABCs for the folks, don't you think?
I can't keep my mind on the job, Bing. Instead of saying that Chesterfields are A, always milder, B, better tasting, and C, cooler smoking, I come out with things like, Chesterfields are milder and better tasting than ambrosia, cooler than the morning dew.
Let's hear you do something the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. Can you whip
try.
Up?
Yeah.
No, you better not. This on second thought, I don't think it's
okay, I'll try to get hold of myself, Bing, and tell the folks how they can prove to themselves that Chesterfields are milder.
Just open a pack and get a whiff of that mild Chesterfield aroma. That delicate, fragrant, delightful.
Cut. What Ken means, folks, is tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder. When you light a Chesterfield, you'll know you've discovered the mild one.
That's Chesterfield, the only cigarette that gives you mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Now, that's the biggest plus in cigarette history.
Just keep our ABCs in mind whenever you buy cigarettes, friends, and always...
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfields are milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
So ho, open a pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Here's a song, I think I recorded this about 20 years ago. They revived it recently, which is a great break for me, and that's one song I don't have to learn. I'm having a little trouble learning them lately. If I told a lie, and if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. I must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I thank you very much. And that represents our closer for this evening. We've all had a very nice time on this little visit to San Francisco. We carry away fond memories of Veltri's down on California Street. Yum. The show club and other gastronomical and cultural points of interest. And I want to tender my thanks now to Teresa Brewer, Jack Teagarden, and Louis Armstrong for assembling here with us this evening.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Oh, you were real fun, Teresa.
Thanks.
Really, you were. You coming in, Louis? I'm just going to hang around out there. You're just going to loiter out
there. Well, I didn't want to trample over the lady.
That's right. You're thinking. You're on your toes.
Well, what I want to know, who's with you next week?
Oh, next week, Louis, our guest will be Miss Helen O'Connell. Okay. Remember Helen O'Connell? Used to do those wonderful vocals with Jimmy Dorsey and Bob Everly. She's going to do some new ones with us, I think, maybe an old one or two. And also with us will be Charles Durand and Guy Brion. Those are two lads from Hawaii. We really stood them on their heads down at the Mocambo in Hollywood with their vocal display.
See, that sounds like quite a show, Bing.
Thanks. Say, you awake, Jack? Hmm?
Yeah, I just woke up to say goodnight.
Sounds like Tony Wong's, don't it? Well, good night, Jack. Good night, folks. See you next week for Chesterfield. I swear that's the best cigarette for you to smoke, isn't it?
told in the 14th edition of Tobaccoland USA is so important that every smoker in the country should read it. To get your copy, just put your name and address on a penny postcard and mail it to Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York. That's Chesterfield, Box 21, New York 8, New York, for your copy of Tobaccoland USA. The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Helen O'Connell and Charles Durand and Guy Briand.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.